you're in your car while listening to this, please drive safely. And if you're in the car and using your phone, put the phone down. Especially if you're in Florida, because today, Governor Rick Scott is signing a ban on texting while driving in Florida. The state was one of the last in the country to do so. 45 other states have some sort of texting ban already in place. Joining us now with more is Rochelle Koff, Tallahassee reporter for the Tampa Bay Times. And Rochelle, first of all, tell us what the new texting ban in Florida is actually going to do in reality.
Well, it's a secondary offense, which means that an officer would have to pull over a driver for some other type of violation. Could be weaving, could be going too slow, whatever, you know, any type of other violation first. And then they would get two tickets, a ticket for the primary offense and then a ticket for the secondary offense.
Right. But it, in and of itself, a police officer can't pull over a driver if they see them texting behind the wheel. I'm curious, Rochelle. I understand that this law in Florida took 5 years to get to this point. And a lot of people were saying it may never happen because, you know, maybe the Florida legislature wasn't going to put a ban into place. So what changed?
Well, exactly. I mean, polls have overwhelmingly showed that Floridians support a texting while driving ban. And yet it's taken the legislature 5 years, and it's just been a matter of every year. There are three very persistent legislators who have sponsored this bill every year. And this year they happen to have a Speaker of the House, Will Weatherford, who was willing to let the bill be heard in the House. This is the first year that the bill even made it to the House floor. So there's been a lot. It's been a very controversial bill, even though it's not, you know, a very strong bill. It's been difficult just to pass a bill. And I think it's because what some senators feel, it's been trying to find a compromise between the people who want a very strong primary offense and the people who feel like it's violating their liberty if they have any type of law.
Right. Well, I wonder how much the overall shift in the national context has had an effect there in Florida, because, you know, on the one hand, 45 other states have some sort of ban in place. And we're also seeing, for example, the big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint, they're all trying to get out ahead of the problem because it's their networks and their devices that are being used. I mean, they have this new It Can Wait campaign that features people, talking about loved ones they've lost in texting while driving accidents. We have a little bit of tape from that campaign. Let's listen.
Mariah didn't know a stranger. It didn't matter who she was around or who was she with. She treated them like she knew them for the longest time.
This is the text my daughter was reading when she drove into oncoming traffic.
And that text apparently read, "Where you at?"
Exactly.
So, Rochelle, I mean, you said Floridians overwhelmingly support this. Do you have a sense that it's because of a shift in national attitudes, or is it just, have you had high-profile accidents there in Florida?
I think it's more a shift of national attitudes, and I think it's also because people are over, you know, are seeing so many people on the road texting now. And I think they're just more aware of the problem. And I don't think there have been several accidents here, and I think that does add to it. But I think it is also a question of just seeing so many people texting while they're driving.
Right. The ubiquity of those devices is one thing. And I know when I try to throw my phone in the back seat of the car,
good idea.
Whenever I'm driving, because the urge to just pick it up when you hear that little bloop is too great. And so I wonder, I mean, there's evidence, for example, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee says that they did a study that found that there was a decrease in accidents the first few months a law was passed. But in years after that, people return to their normal behavior. So in the couple seconds we have left, what do you think your prognosis is for Floridian drivers, Florida's drivers?
Well, I think it's mostly going to be used as an educational tool at this point, just parents telling their kids, hey, it's against the law. I think it's going to be very difficult to enforce, and I think privately, you know, law enforcement will tell you that. But I think I don't think this is going away. I think it's kind of like the seatbelt law. I think that the state will continue in the future to push for something stronger.
Right. And we also see that Florida Governor Scott, while signing this ban today, last week he vetoed a line item in the state budget for a public awareness campaign in Florida regarding texting while driving. Rochelle Koff is with the Tampa Bay Times, and she's joined us with a new look on Florida's texting ban. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.